Well, Alex, I guess it wasn't quite to be on Saturday.
No, funny old game. We got in good time and the preparation seemed good. On reflection, I think the boys are very tired. You know, we really did struggle to get going in the game. When we did, we played some great rugby. There was a 10-minute spell that led to our third score, which is probably the best rugby we've played all year. But in between these 10-minute spells, we literally did nothing and we looked very tired and let them in for the scores, which kept the game alive. And in the end, obviously, they held on to the victory.
If you've got to lose a game, at least you take two bonus points from it.
That's it. Like I said to the neutral fan, we scored four tries. It was an even game. The only frustrating thing was that we know we're much better than that. But like I said, they've had a win of five wins, a run of five wins, and they've beaten teams like Preston and Westo along the way. So, you know, they're not a bad team. They just needed to find themselves. And that win against us on Saturday has probably put them clear of the relegation zone.
As a coaching staff, I guess the galling thing really is to go away from home and score four tries and not win.
It is, yeah, but I mean, it's one of those classics. The mistakes were made just after we scored. You know, it was almost textbook problems that we were having of scoring and then letting them back in and then having a down 10 minutes and then finding ourselves again, but no consistency in the performance. So, you know, it was always the writing was on the wall right from the start of the game, really.
You mentioned the players are tired, and as a coaching staff, know that that's something you've got to look at.
Yeah, it is. I said we haven't struggled with big injuries this year, but again, it's only our second season at this level, and I think that's testing us a bit. I mean, there were a lot of people coming in holding shoulders and holding knees, which might only be sort of week or two repairs, but it's just that knock-on effect of week in, week out competition.
It's a lot of games, isn't it, really? A lot of hard games at a decent level of rugby, and they're all working full-time as well?
Yeah, it is, exactly that. You know, we play against sides, and even Stockport the other week said that their players get X amount of money each, you know, so I was unaware of that, them having come up a level. I thought we'd all be on an amateur status, but, you know, this league is getting better and better, and people are doing that all the time. We're addressing that in the way we train and look at individual players, but at the same time, we're not going to bring in any sort of, you know, monster athletes, so we just have to plug along and go as far as we can.
You have a blank weekend this weekend, which probably, given what you've just been saying, comes at the right time, really.
Yeah, perfect timing. We'll give the boys tonight off, Tuesday. We'll get them in for something light just to keep them interested on Thursday. But then again, the weekend's theirs. And that's good physically and mentally at this time of year. You know, they can go off and do something with their wives, girlfriends, family, and just get away from rugby.
And then you're into the home straight when you come back?
We are, yeah. I mean, we've got those tough games, but everyone sort of highlights them as really tough games. But Loughborough have got to come here, and we've got a great record against them here, obviously having beat them last year. Huddersfield, we've got to go to Huddersfield, but Huddersfield have been slipping up. And like I said earlier about other games, we do owe them one for the defeat we had here earlier in the year. Coldy away is always a good day, and we enjoyed our trip up there last year. And then we finished with Kendal at home, which by then, you know, Kendal looked to be down and out, unfortunately, for them. But it should be a great finish for us for the end of the season. We can celebrate what we've achieved.
And Loughborough, you mentioned coming here. Well, Bromsgrove proved not long ago they drew with Loughborough. By all accounts, were unlucky not to win it. You know, Loughborough can be beaten, obviously.
Yeah, I think Bromsgrove attacked them up front. You know, there was a bit of niggle and a bit of tight play, and that's something that we sort of excel at. I mean, we're the only side that's beaten Bromsgrove twice, and that's how we sort of attack Bromsgrove. So on paper, we should be able to put in a performance.
All in all, then, five games to go. Is the playoff dream still on, or was last Saturday a major blow?
Not really. Like you say, we managed to get 2 points. The sides around us generally lost as well. So we've now actually gone to fourth in the league despite losing. So no, we just keep plugging away. You know, all that's clear is that Loughborough are favourites to go up, and they're almost there mathematically. So it is for the rest of us to fight over second place. But just personally, it's to finish as high as we can in our second season.